Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Bowers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Judson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Howie Judson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala takes first base on ball four. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Scala moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowers, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson fires to first and picks off Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scala hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zernial moves to third. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zernial scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-1 in the game. Judson hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Scala hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Scala reaches second base with a double. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0 for 2 in the game. Judson hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. Doby moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Keltner moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Scala. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Bowers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0-for-3 in the game. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with wind covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Goldsberry hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly pinch hits for Gus Zerniel. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly now playing right field. Billy Bowers now playing left field. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Keltner is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.